One of those terms is kind of, any of those terms is kind of humorous terms?
Bo would be, if it's not used anymore, or?
And she would be his...
girlfriend.
Yeah, any humorous terms there?
Sweetie would be one. That's one that my wife doesn't like.
Yeah. If the boy comes home with lipstick or something on his collar, his clothes, I might say, aha, you've been...
smooching.
Yeah. Anything else you might use there? Speaking of older terms?
That's an old term. Mm-hmm. That's my day's term, smooching. Mm-hmm. It's probably using, is it used anymore? Is it still used?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I didn't know that.
It's been 5 or 6 years. So I don't know.
Necking is another term.
Yeah.
That's an old term. Necking, it goes back to a long time ago.
Was that the same thing as smooching or whatever?
Well, biting a girl on the neck, you know, giving her a hickey, you know, something like that.
Now, if he asked her to marry him, she doesn't want him. You said she did what?
She jilted him.
Anything else you might use there?
She spurned him.
And if she did want him, he said they went ahead and got...
married.
Yeah, any joking terms, humorous terms?
Hitched.
Thank you.
Yeah, tied up.
Remember any older terms for that?
For what, getting married? Don't know.
And what about at a wedding, the man who would stand up with the groom, what would you call him?
He's the best man.
Yeah, remember any older terms for that?
No.
And what about the woman? Have you ever heard him call a waiter?
Mm.
What about the woman who would stand up with you?
Matron of honor. Yeah. Or maiden of honor, according to she's married or not.
You ever have a term for a kind of noisy ceremonial after the wedding? Might be a lot of singing and carrying on.
Chivalry.
Yeah. Do you ever hear that around here?
Probably one of 100 knows what it means.
What?
Very few knows what it means, I'm sure.
Was it ever used around here? Or?
Not too much.
Would they have that kind of ceremony around here?
No. Mm-hmm. They've forgotten the past. The present is more important. I agree.
If there's some boys making trouble or something like that, somebody might say, well, the police didn't arrest just one or two, they arrested the
whole bunch.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the kind of thing where young people like to go to it? You might have a band or something and they get out and move around on the floor at times of music. That's just a
dance.
Do you have any terms for different kinds of dances? Like formal ones?
We have one. Charlie, it's called a prom. That's tomorrow night. I'm going to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what you're talking for?
Yeah, yes. That's right. And, we have also two. We have street dances.
Mm-hmm.
We have round dances and square dances. And not too much.
Mm-hmm.
The kids today don't know how to do those dances.
You're talking about prom, and we have a rock band at the prom?
Yes, there'll be some hard rock and some soft rock.
Will you be doing any dancing to the hard rock?
I can do that too.
Yeah.
I know most of the steps.
Yeah, I probably most people who do now, most of them.
Well, I watch the kids and practice with my daughter, and she always wants to dance with me. I said, okay, then I have all the kids want to dance with me, you know.
My father-in-law, my mother-in-law will. They pick all that up too.
Yeah.
Say that children get out of school at 4 o'clock. You'd say at 4 o'clock school does what?
Okay, school lets out. That's our school turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Both expressions are the same.
Mm-hmm. Both of them used right here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, well, the day after Labor Day is when school
begins or starts.
Mm-hmm. Say a boy leaves home to go to school and doesn't show up. You say he did what?
He played hooky. He was truant. Those two terms.